This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. In Goa, at least 25 people, mostly staff members of a nightclub, and 4 tourists have been killed in Arpora after a massive fire late last night. The blaze was suspected to be triggered by a cylinder blast. Fire and emergency services and police teams rushed to the spot and brought the situation under control. 6 persons have been injured. Chief Minister Pramod Sawant, who visited the site, said most victims died due to suffocation and the club had been operating without mandatory fire safety compliance. He warned of strict action against those responsible, including officials who cleared permissions without proper checks. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief at the loss of lives in North Goa. Prime Minister also spoke to Goa Chief Minister Dr. Pramod Sawant about the situation and said the state government is providing all possible assistance to those affected. The Prime Minister has announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees will be given to the next of the kin of deceased from Prime Minister's National Relief Fund. Prime Minister added that the injured would be given 50,000 rupees. The Directorate General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, has issued a show cause notice to Indigo CEO Peter Elbers and accountable manager Isidro Porqueres, seeking explanations within 24 hours on the massive flight disruptions that caused severe inconvenience and distress to passengers. The regulator attributed the chaos to the airline's failure to make adequate arrangements for the revised requirements under the approved flight duty time limit FDTL norms. The notice said large-scale operational failures indicated significant lapses in planning, oversight and resource management. The railways has started operating 89 special train services in the next 3 days across multiple zones from yesterday. India and the United States have strongly condemned terrorism in all its forms and manifestations, including cross-border terrorism. Both countries renewed their commitment to work together against terrorism at a global level, including in the UN, the Quad, and the Financial Action Task Force during 2 key meetings on 3rd of this month. These were the 21st India-US Joint Working Group on Counterterrorism and the 7th Designations Dialogue. Both the countries strongly condemned recent terror attacks in India and stressed that the perpetrators must be held accountable. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for various development works worth over 1,500 crore rupees of Ahmedabad Municipal Corporation today. These projects are related to housing, infrastructure and public amenity. Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel will also be present during the day-long series of events. A report.
The Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah will dedicate a total of 58 developmental works, which include the inauguration of 881 EWS houses and key infrastructure projects, including lakes and garden. The minister will also perform the groundbreaking for the mini sports complex in Gotha. He will also hand over appointment letters to nearly 100 newly appointed assistant firemen of AMC. Mr. Shah will also attend the launch of Gujarati edition of the book Chunautiya Mujhe Pasand Hai, which is based on the life of UP Governor Anandibhen Patel. Aparna Khund, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh saluted the valour and sacrifices of the Indian Armed Forces on the occasion of the Armed Forces Flag Day today. In a social media post, the Defence Minister said, "Forces' courage safeguards the nation and their selfless service reminds countrymen of a debt that can never be repaid." Mr. Singh has urged everyone to contribute generously to the Armed Forces Flag Day Fund. In badminton, India is assured of a gold medal at the Guwahati Masters 2025 after Sanskar Saraswat and Mithun Manjunath stormed into the men's singles final with straight games victories. Sanskar edged Indonesia's Dendi Trinsenia 21-19, 21-19, while Mithun defeated compatriot Tushar Subir 22-20, 21-8 to set up an all-Indian title clash. And that is the end of this news bulletin.